If someone's at risk for heart disease and they ask, what can I do? Well, this was quite impressive, a 30% reduction in cardiovascular disease. If you look in our statin trials, we get about a 30% reduction in cardiovascular events. So very similar. And the study was actually stopped early because of this impressive result.
What does this suggest? If this is the diet you should follow, maybe this diet might replace statins? What?
I think you have to be careful about saying either or, and I don't like to look at life that way. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's both. For people that are trying to improve their risk, this dietary pattern can be helpful. If your cholesterol is markedly high or significantly high, you may also need medicine. Not everyone, but this can be a component of a multi-pronged approach to lowering cardiovascular disease.
Other diets did not work?
That's correct. If you look at the we always preach this low-fat diet. Mm-hmm. It is fair to say that lowering saturated fat does lower your cholesterol. But this is why this study has gotten so much press, is because most dietary studies are just a small number of people for a short amount of time looking at what we call an intermediate, blood pressure, cholesterol, but not asking the really important question, does this lower heart attacks or strokes? And this is what was different here. 7,000 people, 4.5 years, 30% reduction in heart attacks and strokes. Not asking sort of the middleman question about cholesterol and blood pressure, but really the big question. And in the Women's Health Initiative, when they took people who were on a low-fat diet compared to a usual diet, there actually was no reduction in heart attacks and strokes. Now, there's many problems with that studies. The people didn't follow the diet that well, et cetera. But I can tell you there's just not as much evidence compared to this global pattern.
Well, some doctors, though, are saying, wouldn't you just be better off with a vegan approach?
I think it all depends on where you begin. If someone eats a diet heavy in saturated fats and processed foods and moves towards veganism, I think that could be very healthy. The flip side, I've seen some vegans who eat a lot of refined sugars and a lot of carbs, and I've seen people gain a fair amount of weight sometimes on a vegan diet. So you have to be a little bit careful and look at all components, not just the fat component of that or the animal product component.
For a person, though, who does not have heart disease and maybe looking at this dietary pattern maybe as something to follow, is it something to engage in if you're trying to avoid heart disease?
What we're learning is we really have to start earlier in life. If you wait till you already have evidence of heart disease, it's much harder to reverse it. But if you start eating a prudent, reasonable pattern early in life, then that could maybe have an impact much greater down the road.
So this is better than maybe the common advice, balanced diet and exercise?
I'd consider this pretty balanced, in terms of dietary recommendations. I think what's important here is it's not just trying to avoid fat or saturated fat. If that's all you do, that's not enough. You really have to aim for a balanced, healthy dietary approach, which is actively looking out for legumes and grains and other things that we mentioned, and then also trying to avoid some things that are unhealthy. Physical activity is a whole other thing, and those two are probably synergistic. You know, in this study, the different arms had about the same change in physical activity, so they didn't really look at that in detail, but that's a whole other component that could be important for lowering cardiovascular risk.
When you use the term diet, I think it says to people, you have to go without. But most of the things that are listed here as part of this Mediterranean diet are common foods that people eat most of the time anyway.
This really isn't restrictive. If you look, there was no mention of calories in this. They didn't restrict calories. They didn't look at that at all, but really just created a pattern, and you could prepare the food any way you wanted. So I think if we all headed towards that pattern and try to avoid this word diet, which usually involves avoidance, then I think we'd all lead healthier lifestyles.